Hi, I'm Lynn, and welcome to the special Ramadan week one edition of our walking or running with mindfulness. During today's walk or run, entirely take it at your own pace, in the knowledge that some of you will be fasting and others doing it outside of Ramadan or outside of your fasting cycle. Let's go. As we enter into the first 10 days of Ramadan, our focus will be on mercy throughout this guided walk or run. In the second chapter of the Quran, Surah Baqarah, in which the verses of Ramadan and fasting appear, God says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ
All believers, fasting and abstinence has been prescribed for you, as though it has been prescribed for those before you, in order that you may attain taqwa, that you may become of those who have taqwa. Taqwa being consciousness of God, and consciousness of self and self in relation to God and all of creation. So let's break that down during this reflection time that we have together. If you imagine a prescription, comes from a trusted, knowledgeable one. God is the owner of all knowledge and wisdom. A prescription is normally written from a person of authority to someone who is in need, usually a doctor or a patient. So as we enter into a period of asom, fasting and abstinence, we consider that we are in need of a prescription from the one who is al-Shafi, the healer. A spiritual cleansing and a spiritual healing that comes from within. Ramadan, we enter it under the umbrella of God's mercy. We contemplate upon his name, Al-Shafi, coming from the term Shifa, recovery from ailments and illness. He knows of all illnesses, their causes, where they've come from, the pains, the hidden, the apparent, emotional and physical, the mind, the body and the soul. He is aware, and we are not always aware, and it is he that brings it into our awareness with taqwa. And we call upon him, Al-Shifa, as we then wish to be revealed upon our ailments so that we may indeed take full benefit from this recovery process that is Ramadan.
وَإِيَّمْ سَسْكَلَ اللَّهُ بِالدُّورِفْ فَلَا كَاشِفَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا نُوَا إِنْ يريك بخير فلا رد لفتله.
In chapter 10, verse 7, Allah says, "And should Allah touch you with adversity, there is no remover of it except Him. And if He intends for you good, then there is no repeller of His bounty, His mercies and gifts." Therefore, know that this Ramadan is an opportunity for us to really absorb ourselves into this period of healing, medicine and recovery. Al-Shafi has prescribed this time for us. This is not a boot camp or a vigorous training program. Rather, we are in need of it in order that it may heal us. If you're fasting, then take it easy. Walk with me or keep keep your pace slightly lower than normal, especially as this is our first run together. Know that your body is healing. The fasting process allows old wounds, physical tissues that are damaged, to become repaired. Your body is doing what it needs, resurfacing, like your MOT once a year. Therefore, don't push. Rather, find this opportunity to become one with your spirit, your mind and your body, unifying. When one is in need of healing, we turn to sources of light and help to ease our burden and our pain. In order to do this, in order to take the prescription, first we need diagnosis. The prescriber is all aware, and in this case, God is all aware of our traits that need repair, our personality, emotions, memories, behaviours. Through a psalm, we become aware. Our emotions are heightened. We think before we speak. We contemplate. We make decisions more easily. It is in this state in which we learn to make change. A state of which we are blessed and showered with mercy, affection and kindness. Al-Shafi heals us with mercy. He is the kindest and gentlest of all healers. Unlike some humans, he does not keep us in the dark whilst prescribing and healing us. We are very much a part of the recovery process as we connect with ourselves and with the Creator. By bringing into awareness that all the different parts of ourselves that are more apparent, magnified, we are then able to make adjustments. We are able to fine-tune the process of being, thinking, behaving, with our emotions heightened and our thoughts louder through this becoming more conscious. We are able to facilitate a developing heart, mind, body and soul. With every footstep that we take, we come closer to ourselves and we connect to God. Taking our steps through the next 30 days of Ramadan, we grow, we develop, we flower and blossom. We are more receptive to the healing powers that shower upon us from Al-Shafi, the healer. A two-way process. A connection with God strengthening. With God so kind and merciful towards us, we remember to be kind to our own selves. Allah is not asking for giant leaps, rather steady, consistent, forward footsteps. He says fasting is for him, and he will reward as to how much he wishes. A tailored individual reward program with every individual human being exhibiting different methods and ways of connecting with self and with him. He knows where your ailments are, and he knows where your struggles lie. He knows what's easy for you, and he knows what you find difficult. So don't worry about the opinions and thoughts of other human beings. Feel confident and contented to know he knows your heart, your intentions, and your efforts. Halfway now in this guided session, you may choose to return home or continue. So thinking about fasting and the period of Ramadan, whether you're fasting or not, thinking of it as a prescription. Let's think on that, remembering that you are very much a part of the treatment program that is prescribed just for you. Remembering that your prescription will be entirely different, even to your closest loved ones. How much you do during the day, and how much you engage in the night, is a tailored recovery program. And with all recovery programs, we are remembering its gentleness. The best healing is not a shock process. Boot camp is more for those who are already in their fullest fit state. But if we are in need of a prescription, then it is not a boot camp that we require. Boot camp comes later. The wounded athlete, the wounded soldier, they enter into recovery before they enter the race. They heal, they contemplate, they mend, and they work on a prevention program. Ramadan is no different. It is a period of spirituality, a time to heal. We must love and care for our own selves to take ourselves up on this opportunity of healing without pressure. Pressure comes from other people, cultures, and misconstrued history. Let us reflect on the Ramadan of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Every year in Ramadan, even before he was blessed with prophethood, he would take himself away for a spiritual retreat in solitude in the cave of Hira. Not a boot camp, a retreat, a recovery program. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min alaq. اقرأ ورب
ربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم.
So the angel Gabriel came to him in this state of solitude, squeezing him and saying, "Recite in the name of your Lord who created man from a clinging substance. Recite, and your Lord is the most generous, who taught by the pen, taught man that which he knew not." So while he was in a state of reflection, doing his best to become one of al-muttaqun, those who are aware, seeking consciousness, the angel came to him and brought this to him. God wanted him to know, and us to know, that he created us just from such a small thing, a clinging clot in our mother's womb. God is reminding us of our own self at the very beginning of our life in the human form in this world. And he reminds us the importance of reciting, knowing that Allah is listening and he is the most generous and kind, that God taught by the pen with his great knowledge, writing all that would come, and that he taught us from his knowledge all that we know, although he knows everything. Bringing us back to our awareness of that very self, that we are made from something so small and minuscule. Something so tiny that even the naked eye cannot see it. We begin our spiritual journey as the Prophet, peace be upon him, did, remembering where he came from. And from that clinging substance we grew. Ramadan is a journey of growth, and it is God that is all aware of where we need to heal and to mend and to develop and to grow into more pleasing human beings. And then our book, the Quran, began its life in Ramadan, in a state of solitude and in a state of awareness, self-awareness, reflection, and in a state in which the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was seeking to be healed, mind, body, and soul. Remembering God brings relaxation to the mind and the body in your final moments before returning back to your homes or continuing with your day or evening. Hold on to these thoughts and allow this healing to begin, to wash over you, to relax you, calling upon Al-Shifa whenever you feel tense, afraid, tired, whenever you feel something is missing, know that our nurturing and our nourishment comes from soul food that only Allah can provide.
يريد الله بكم يسرا ولا يريد بكم العسرا.
In Surah Baqarah, in the ayats in which Allah tells us about Ramadan, he says that he intends ease for us, yusra, and he does not intend to create a hardship, usra, for us. So then think, do not lay upon yourself a burden in which Allah has not brought upon you. Know that with the correct intentions, approach and attitude towards Ramadan, Allah will make it easy for you. For He is Al-Shifa, the healer. And this process will not be a process of harm. Rather, it be a process of recovery.